Hi there and welcome to the Reducing Anxiety with CBT mini course. My name is Chris Piercy from Just Hypnotherapy and Life Coaching. In today's video, I'm going to be talking about what CBT is, the theory behind it, the advantages of using it, times when it might not be so useful to use it, examples from day-to-day life before finishing off with an exercise for you to do so you can have your first experiences of using CBT on yourself. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Cognitive Behavioural Therapy, or CBT, as it will be known for the entirety of the rest of this mini course, because I don't want to say cognitive behavioural therapy too many times, because there's way too many syllables, right? So it is one of the most effective ways of changing the way that you think. And it's been proven in countless different studies to be brilliant for depression, to phobias, and all other kind of mental ailments in between. But it is its effect on anxiety that brings you here today. Now, it is a way of changing the way that you think about things. It's a way of tweaking thoughts so that they are more helpful towards you. We're going to get really into it a bit later on. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's a magic wand that's going to fix everything, because that would be completely misleading. And it is going to take effort on your part. Throughout the rest of this mini course, there are going to be exercises for you to do. And if you don't do these exercises, you won't improve. Now, I also want to point out that all of the tools and the techniques which you're going to be learning throughout this mini course should be considered as skills. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that they are learnable. So let's say with one particular technique, you completely lose it. You don't understand it. You don't get it the first time you do it at all. Now, if that happens, that doesn't mean it's not working for you. What it means is it's the first time you did it. So the first time you try anything, you might not be particularly good at it, but it's learnable. So the more that you do it, the better you'll get. And what you'll find is through repetition of the tools and techniques which I'm going to show you, you will improve, and that will reduce and control your anxiety. Now, the therapy part of CBT can make it sound like you're going to have to lay down on a couch and talk about everything that happened within your childhood. But that is not what CBT is about. CBT is very much a present-focused therapy. So whilst counselling might look at the past and get you to talk about those things, and counselling absolutely has its place, CBT is all about how things that may have happened then affect you now. So if something affects you now, we can deal with it now. That's the thinking behind CBT. At the very foundation of CBT is a very simple idea that what we think can affect the way that we feel and behave. And the way that we behave can then affect the way that we think. And you can see how that becomes a circle or potentially a spiral downwards. So if we can change the way that we think, we can impact the way that we feel and therefore impact the way that we behave and therefore think more positively or think more realistically or think better. Think in a more healthy way is probably the best way of putting it. But how do we do that? CBT works by getting you to first notice and then question and scrutinize the thoughts that you have, because those thoughts will be causing feelings and behaviors. So if the thought is a negative one, if it's an unhelpful one, then that's likely to bring about unhelpful and negative feelings and behaviours. So if we can stop that thought in its tracks and go, hang on a minute, what is this thought? Is this helpful to me? How can we look at this differently? Now, I'll go into a whole bunch of tools and techniques and examples throughout the rest of this course. But if you can change that thought, you can change the feeling and therefore you can change the behaviour. Now, the thought that you have might just be a random occurrence. You know how just randomly something unpleasant might pop into your head? It can be that. Or it can be someone saying something to you. Or you could be finding yourself in a situation which brings about some anxious feelings within you. Now, whatever this kind of trigger might be, or whether it's a random occurrence, it is going to bring about a thought. And it's noticing the thoughts in those moments and being able to tweak them, improve them, and make them more healthy. That's the thing that's going to make the difference between you not being in control of anxiety and you being in control of anxiety. Here's a couple of examples of CBT in action. So first off, let's say that you've messaged one of your friends a few times and you haven't got any messages or any phone calls or anything back from them. And so this is what you might think. You might think, what have I done to annoy them? I can't think of anything that I've done to annoy them. Am I just an annoying person? Is that what everyone thinks about me, that I'm annoying? Now, this thought would bring about the feelings of confusion, upset, making you perhaps want to withdraw. So what does this bring about in your behaviour? Well, it makes you not want to really go out. And if you are invited, it's going to, you know, you're going to assume it's because people have to invite you. So you either don't go to these events because you feel like you're not wanted, or you go to them feeling worried and then use drink or drugs to make the whole thing a bit more tolerable so you feel less anxious in those moments. So how would CBT intervene in this case? So the negative thought in this example is, what have I done to annoy them? So CBT would encourage you to ask one of the following questions. Is there another reason why they might not have got back to me? What are those reasons? Write them out in the list. What is the evidence that you've annoyed them? What's the evidence that you haven't annoyed them? Is your friend being annoyed at you? Is that an opinion of yours, or is that genuine factual information? Now, if you answer those questions honestly, you'll find out the following. There are a mountain of reasons why they might not have replied to you. You found no reason that they should be annoyed at you. You found a bunch of reasons why they aren't annoyed at you. And hopefully you'll have recognised that this whole thing is simply your opinion. It isn't a fact. And then because of that and all of the above, you feel a lot calmer about the situation, a lot less likely to kind of withdraw, and kind of just more confident that this friend has just, you know, doing something else at the moment. And then maybe an hour later, or maybe the following day, your friend will say, oh, sorry, I lost my phone charger, I couldn't charge my phone. And they'll text you, and then they'll arrange a time to meet up for you, and then you can go out and enjoy yourself, and blah, 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 blah. You know, the whole drama and situation that your mind has created can all be gently and calmly resolved without any need for you getting overly worried. Here's another example. So let's say that when you have to go somewhere on a trip, or you have to drive somewhere, you have to travel, that the way that your kind of anxiety manifests itself is by that horrible stomach feeling that some people get. Maybe it kind of affects your guts, maybe it makes you feel sick. But let's say you're someone that happens to, and your friends have planned a weekend away, and it's a 3-hour drive. So that's the situation. So what would your thoughts be in this situation? Well, you might think, well, where the hell am I going to go to the toilet if I need to go to the toilet? Are there going to be stops on the way? What will I do if I have an accident or kind of mess myself in the car? What would I do? You'd probably be saying that all in a much more panicked voice in your head, I would imagine. So this thought would make you terrified of the drive and terrified of the whole experience, right? So what would your behaviour be? Well, you'd start getting very overwhelmed by this. You'd start trying to think of reasons why you shouldn't go. You know, trying to think of excuses to not go rather than being honest about the whole thing. And you'd probably just try and withdraw from the whole experience itself. You'd end up not going. Later on, you see on social media that your friends had a really amazing time without you. And then you wonder whether, you know, it's better that you don't attend these things in the future anyway, because they have a good time anyway. So how would CBT intervene in this case? Well, let's say the first thought is that, what if I get lost on the way? CBT would get you to ask yourself, have you got lost before? How is it resolved? It would also ask you, do you have a sat-nav or navigation on your phone? And do you have chargers for those things so that they can charge in the car? Next thought, where will I stop for the toilet? CBT would ask you to recognize that going to the toilet is a very basic human need which everyone has to meet at some point. So if you're going on a 3-hour drive, there are definitely going to be places for a human being to void their bowels or throw up or just go for a wee or whatever is needed. There is definitely going to be somewhere to stop. And CBT would get you to ask yourself, have you ever in your life gone 3 or more hours without going to the toilet in any way or throwing up? And yes, you absolutely have. And finally, the final part of that thought was, what if I have an accident in the car? Well, have you ever not made it to the toilet before? If so, how was that resolved? And let's say you did throw up on yourself or had an accident, what would you do? Well, the chances are that given you've packed things for a weekend away, you'd find somewhere to stop, which we've already discussed, there are many. You'd wash yourself up as best you can, change into different clothes, and go on your merry way, perhaps feeling a little bit embarrassed about the whole thing, but ultimately, it isn't going to happen. So bringing all of these thoughts together and all of the things that CBT has asked you to question, got it all into check, you'll recognise that you can be calm about the situation, because all of the worries that you have are irrational worries, which you have answered yourself through logical questions and found that they are not a cause for all of these horrible feelings that you're having. By tweaking the thoughts and making them more honest, making them more helpful, you can actually live your life and go on this trip feeling good about the whole thing and going off and enjoying yourself. Really hoping that those two different examples of situations which might occur in life and how CBT would intervene in them has shown you what CBT is all about. Now, you may not fully understand the techniques that have been employed. In the later video, it's going to be going into a lot of detail about all of that. But just as a quick overview of it, hopefully that has made it make sense. The advantages and disadvantages of CBT. Now, the advantages of CBT is that it's simple, it's logical, and I think once you've had it explained to you, I think it's very easy to understand and not hugely difficult to employ. There's some stuff to remember. It is going to take effort on your part, but ultimately there's no kind of hidden wordplay or hidden tricks or anything kind of overly clever about the whole thing. It's pretty direct. So that's what, like, the huge advantage of it is it's kind of quick to learn and you can essentially get on with it. CBT does take work though, and in the following videos you are going to be learning a whole bunch of tools, techniques and questions that are going to be very helpful in your journey to kind of reduce anxiety by kind of tweaking those thoughts. But you are going to get out what you put in. So if you just kind of watch the videos and don't take anything and don't do any of the exercises, then ultimately you are probably not going to get very much out of it at all. If, however, you kind of put your time into it and do the exercises and then take those exercises and apply them to your life day in, day out, I honestly believe that it will make an impact on your anxiety and kind of how you feel about life in general. So what about the disadvantages? Well, to be honest, there aren't any major ones, but the difficulty that some people have is recognising what thoughts they're having, and that's sometimes because those thoughts are too painful at the moment and they really don't want to bring them to the surface and look at them. So in those sort of instances, maybe CBT isn't the best thing. So in that instance, maybe some counselling or something like that, so those thoughts can be kind of gently kind of weaned out and resolved before moving on with life. And then if anxiety is still an issue, then CBT might be suitable later on. So that's the kind of disadvantage of it, if you can call it that, but it just might not be the right time yet. But in general, it works very well for most people. That brings us towards the very end of this video. I really hope that this kind of introductory video has given you an overview of what CBT is, the advantages and disadvantages, how it might be used in daily life. I mean, if you don't understand how you'd actually use it yourself yet, that's okay. I just wanted to give you an overview in this video. Now, I'm going to finish off with your very first exercise of this mini course. So what I'd like you to do is, you know, you can do this on your phone, or you can get a notebook, or you can get just a bit of paper and a pen, or write on the back of an envelope. And I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to answer this question completely honestly. I mean, you don't have to share this with anyone. This is just for you to kind of look at and kind of read back over. And it's really important that you do this exercise, because the answer that you give is going to kind of define how you use kind of CBT in the rest of the course. So the question is as follows. How have you been recently, and what has been upsetting you? Now, for every person who just writes "I'm okay" or "I'm fine" to this, a fairy dies. So don't be responsible for killing fairies. So take some time, answer that question completely honestly. You know, write as much as you want to. You know, the more the better, to be perfectly honest. And you know, that will be used in later videos. So that brings us to the end of video one. In video two, I'm going to be teaching you about control and telling you the one question which I genuinely believe can just obliterate a lot of anxious thoughts. See you then.